Today, Ozarks Marshallese will gather at the Clinton Presidential Center in Little Rock to remember the 60th anniversary of the Castle Bravo nuclear bomb test, conducted on the Marshall Islands Bikini Atoll March 1, 1954. Bravo was the largest nuclear weapon tested by the U.S. As Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, scholars are encouraging more Arkansas Marshallese migrants to come forward to share their historic downwind stories.
Starting in 1946 and continuing for 12 years, the U.S. military conducted 67 atomic and hydrogen atmospheric bomb tests on the Marshall Islands, at the time an American Trust territory. Bikini Atoll, ground zero for the largest test, and nearby Eniwetok were evacuated, but four eastern atolls downwind, including Rongelap, were not. A now elder survivor will join Rongelap Senator Kenneth Keedy at Nuclear Remembrance Day 2014, Reflect, Honor, Educate, being held at the Clinton Presidential Center in Little Rock. April Brown is co-coordinating the event.
I am the executive director of the Marshallese Educational Initiative. I'm also a professor of history and the director of the Honors Program at Northwest Arkansas Community College.
MEI, for short, is a nonprofit educational program to promote awareness of the Marshallese people in the Arkansas Ozarks and to encourage cross-cultural dialogue. Arkansas is home to the largest population of Marshallese in the world outside the islands. April Brown and colleagues have been working with Marshallese Community College students, assisting with enrollment and providing scholarships. A high school mentoring program is being planned. MEI is also organizing with state and federal humanities grant funding to conduct a Marshallese oral history project. And the group is hosting the Bravo Memorial Service at the Clinton Library.
So we could bring more attention to the U.S. nuclear testing and its impact, and just create a greater sense of awareness among those in Arkansas, not just Northwest Arkansas, but the state of Arkansas, and hopefully also on a national and international level.
The program will feature Indigenous Islander music and arts as well as speeches and will be webcast. Arkansas Council General Carmen Chongom will be on hand, as well as Arkansas Minority Health Commissioner Melissa Leylon. Rongelap Senator Kenneth Keedy has flown in from the Marshall Islands to preside over the event. He says Marshallese around the world are commemorating this 60th anniversary. At the Clinton Center, he will provide a history of Cold War nuclear testing on the Marshall Islands.
You know, we want to share our story, and we want to let people know what we've gone through, and we want people to know that we are still seeking justice and redress for our problems that we are still facing today.
Of the nearly 70 nuclear bomb tests on the Marshalls, Castle Bravo was the largest, and a grave miscalculation by scientists, documents show. The detonation resulted in a runaway chain reaction that created an explosion three times larger than was planned, resulting in a 60-mile-wide mushroom cloud visible from 250 miles away. Inhabited atolls directly northeast were enveloped in tons of radioactive coral dust. Elio Boas was just 5 years old when the shock hit his home island of Rongelap, creating an earthquake. They had no idea what was happening. Senator Keedy translates.
Yeah, 3 days later after the fallout of the ashes, they were actually eating those ashes on their food and drinks, not really knowing what it was.
Sick, diarrhea and all. Vomiting.
Diarrhea, vomiting, nausea.
Elio Boas was later diagnosed with thyroid cancer. Cancer is endemic in the islands, the second largest killer today. Affected islanders and descendants have yet to be fully compensated for loss of life and property, says Senator Keedy.
We've sacrificed a lot. We continue to sacrifice our land and give our land for the peace and security of this country, great country. And all we're asking, if I were to speak to President Obama and the U.S. Congress and the Senate and the House, all we're asking is you restore our life back, clean our environment, let us live in peace. By compensating us properly, giving us the health care we need, and please entertain the same circumstances petition that is before the Congress.
A local commemoration is planned Saturday at Northwest Arkansas Community College at 4 p.m. More than 6,000 Marshallese have migrated to the Ozarks to carve out new lives. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
For more information about the Marshallese Educational Initiative, you can search for them on Facebook.